at the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis, Richard Roper in the studio today. Yes. Anna off still for Easter. This is like the one day. I can't quite figure out today. Is today a day off or not a day off?
I know a lot of people left early Friday.
Right. But I think a lot of people, like with kids, you take it into a four-day weekend because the kids aren't back to school today in a lot of schools.
I just know a lot of people didn't maybe necessarily celebrate Easter on Friday. We're like, hey, I'm leaving because you guys got that Happy Good Day Friday thing happening. And I'm like, you mean Good Friday? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Happy Hour Friday, right? And I'm like, yeah, okay, you enjoy yourself. But that's fine.
Right. It was also Passover.
Yes.
Right?
That's
so
right.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. This is you got a lot of, you know, marriages and families these days that celebrate both.
Yeah.
Observe everything or nothing.
Yes. I call it Easter over. And then when did the Ten Commandments come on?
It
used to be Sunday night of Easter.
Yeah.
Which was Leonard Goldenson's great joke. Leonard Goldenson, who was the head of ABC forever and ever and ever.
So true.
Who decided he wanted to throw an Old Testament movie on Easter night.
Yeah.
Take that, my friends, as opposed to the King of Kings.
He puts on
the Moses one.
Subtitled, Jesus, just a nice guy. Not saying he wasn't around, we're just saying he wasn't the guy, okay?
So
that is so true.
Now I think they moved it to Saturday night now, right? I don't know if he was on over the week.
I'm pretty sure it's on Saturday now.
It was on Saturday night. I love it because it reminds me of spring because the sun doesn't go down until Charlton Heston's hair changes colors.
There you go.
And then it's nighttime. And then Yul Brynner gets all mad and shirtless, and then you know it's nighttime.
Edward G. Robinson.
Hey, I'm Moses now!
Right? He played it the same as he played all the gangsters he played in the 50s. So I'm like, I'm the bad guy, right?
Here's a good guy, a bad guy. Phil Flynn is joining us, our old buddy of the gasoline, who now is a senior market analyst and author of The Energy Report at The Price Futures Group. Phil can't keep a job. Let's just face it. Every time I've had him on every year, it's different. All right. Now, you are the guy who explains to us every year what the blank just happened to our gas prices. Because as we head into the spring, it seems to me, Phil, and I know I say this to everybody and everybody denies it, but over the years, I've gotten very hip to this trick of just because everybody denies it doesn't mean it's not true. But it seems that the oil companies, the gas companies are like, hey, listen, people are going to drive more in the summer. We're going to charge more. Supply demand, baby.
I think that's it. But it also could be Russia and collusion. You cannot leave that off the table.
I have not.
I mean, there's been a lot of the colluding going around, a little bit left and right. Fearless leader was seen with, Rocky and Bullwinkle. So, there could be, I think it was Boris Badenoff. So that could be part of it.
No.
It is part of the first sign of spring gas prices going up. But there's a lot more at play here. We've got a strong economy, near record demand for gasoline. And now you have this situation with the Trump administration putting the screws to Iran and not trying to get their oil exports down to zero.
Phil, where's the highest? It's California. I know they really have seen a spurt.
They really have. I mean, above $4 a gallon for the first time in like 5 years. And they've had a lot of problems in California other than the usual. They had a lot of refinery problems. And believe it or not, all the floods that we had in the Midwest even made their gasoline prices go up in California. And the reason is it's because they use a lot of ethanol from the Midwest. And because of all that flooding that we saw, some of the ethanol production and transportation was shut down. So that even led to gasoline shortages along the West Coast. So not only did they have the typical problems that they normally have with regulations and high prices in California and high taxes, they also had the ethanol issue that drove those prices higher.
Can we go back to the Iran situation? Because this is pretty fascinating. What the president is saying, what the president, by way of his State Department, is saying is that we are no longer going to let all of these guys that we do business with want to buy oil from Iran, right? There were exemptions that were being offered to mostly European countries that were buying Iranian oil because it's easier to ship, right? I mean, it's right there, essentially.
That is correct.
Yeah,
and the Iranian oil. That made a big deal. In fact, if you go back to Halloween of last year, the market, the oil prices were at like $77 a barrel because President Trump told the entire world, hey, guys, we're going to do this. We're going to, you know, send Iran a message. We're going to get out of the Iranian nuclear deal. We're going to cut off their oil exports. And he told OPEC, hey, guys, you better raise production because this is coming. This is coming. U.S. producers raise production. And then at the last minute, he pulled the plug. He granted waivers to their biggest buyers. It's like, well, what was the point of this? And he created a price crash in oil. I mean, oil prices went from 77 down to 44. He almost brought the stock market down with it. It created this fear thing. And now all of a sudden, he's serious this time. No buyers of Iranian oil, get those exports to zero, and it's going to create some unrest and high prices for the for the near term.
He's serious until his last stop at Mar-a-Lago for the season, and when some oil executive comes to him and says, listen, we need, or some other person comes to him and goes, hey, listen, you know, France still needs, France got problems. They got to buy from Iran. Let them buy from Iran. Give them an exemption. He goes, okay, good. You know, or he loses.
Somebody sidles up to him at the omelet station. That's all it takes.
Yeah,
is what
or,
you're saying.
Or he misses a putt on 17. Or he's like, all right, this is for a French exemption.
Oh my gosh.
That's right. That's probably what happened because, you know, he was serious about this, and then at the last minute he changed his mind. You're right. He probably missed that putt and said, all right, fine. You can have your waiver.
We understand a lot gets done in the 19th hole at Mar-a-Lago in ways that would be surprising to we here in the, you know, the hoi polloi. All right, so let's talk about the future here, though. As we look through the summer, I mean, is there any hope that this is going to get better, or is it definitely going to get worse? And where do you think the highs are going to be?
You know, I think we have a real possibility that here in Chicago we'll be paying $3.25 a gallon by Memorial Day. I think right now we're just below $3 in most places. So at least another 25 cents a gallon. I think the cost of oil, which is right around just below $66 a barrel, will probably be above 70 by Memorial Day. So this is going to put quite a squeeze because it's not just Iran. There's other issues in the world right now. OPEC's been cutting production. Venezuela's production is collapsing. You have a potential civil war in Libya. All of these are big oil producers. It's been driving up the cost. So these sanctions on top of this are really going to keep the pressure on prices moving higher.
All right.
What about that summer blend, Phil? I got to ask you that. I've been asking that question every year since 1994.
It is. Well, look at the bright side. You know, your car runs a little bit better. The air is a little bit cleaner, but it's definitely going to cost you more money. Okay. So, you know, this time of year, I always think of the Seals and Crofts. You know, summer blends make me feel fine. You know, the bright side is at least it won't be, you know, 40 degrees and raining.
Phil, I'm too worried about the Dolphins getting a six-pack plastic thing around their dolphin nose to worry about the air now. I can only worry about one thing at a time, and I'm getting so much pushback from my family about plastic wrap and
it's
things
terrible.
Like that.
It's terrible. They opened up this whale, and it had like a whole convenience store inside it. It was terrible.
I know. So I got, you know, the plastic
I'm with your family. I'm going to harangue you, too.
I got to do something about all of this. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I got to go to Starbucks now with my own container, which I can't stand.
You have to live like Game of Thrones from now on. Just one goblet for everything.
I want to know, though, and this is all right. So, since 1994, I've been asking Phil this question as well, which is what in the hell has happened to the mid grade and high grade premium gas? Oh. It used to be it was 10 cents and 20 cents higher. Now it's now it's like 80 cents and a dollar higher. Mm. Why?
You know, it's the components that go into that gasoline, and more people are using premium. Back 10 years ago, hardly anybody had premium in there. You only put premium in your car if you wanted to look cool when you pulled up at the gas station, right? Now, a lot of the cars, because of fuel efficiency, a lot more of these cars are using that, and the components that go into that are actually in tight supply. Add to that, of course, the stricter blends on ethanol and the additives. It creates a big situation. So it's more difficult to make those blends of gasoline, more demand, higher prices.
I got your situation right here, Phil. So do you think we could be for the fancy gas, we could be over $5 a gallon this summer?
Well, if you go to California, maybe, but more than likely not. I would assume that we would be seeing those gasoline prices on the premium side, probably at about a 50-cent premium. So, you know, at the worst-case scenario, you're looking at a 375 worst case. Now, the good news is...
You live in Chicago, Phil. You got to throw taxes in on top of this thing. I'm talking out the door. I'm not talking what it says on the, you know, like on your paperwork. I'm saying I go to the gas station. I go over by my BP or by Shell or whatever the hell I'm going to. Mm-hmm. And I go and I'm filling. And I like to move around a little bit because isn't that a good idea, right? Because they have different additives and stuff and it's good for your car if you use different products. Is that true?
Right. Exactly.
Different variety of Slim Jims and beef jerky inside.
There's
too.
That, too.
And I meet new friends behind the bulletproof windows.
Yeah. What kind of coupons they give you at the gas station and the fill-ups when you buy there and the free soda pops if you fill it at the right place. Right.
That's right.
No, that is some truth. But I will say this. The good news about high prices, the price of plastic, because that's made with oil prices, will be more expensive, so they'll use less of it, so we'll save a dolphin if the prices go up. So think of that. When you're paying the high gasoline prices, you're saving a dolphin.
Oh, my God. My daughter was so all over me about...
I think that's fantastic.
About last night at dinner, about just throwing plastic out into the regular plastic thing as opposed to taking the plastic down to some sort of plastic store and having it trading it in or what. I'm not even sure what I was supposed to do with the plastic. I'm like, where do you want me to put it? Just give it to me, Dad.
She made you your own straw out of like magnesium.
Right. Oh, God. God forbid I should use an actual plastic straw.
You used to enjoy the straw.
I love the straw. I still got look at it. I got one right now. But using the plastic straw, and then the next thing you know, I even had like one of these, you know, big executive types say to me, these big corporate executive types said to me last week, because I go to those meetings of those big corporate executive types.
So uninvited.
You know that.
Shows up.
And the guy was telling the story about the whale with the gigantic, yards and yards and yards of plastic inside.
They found the shark from Jaws inside the whale.
I mean, it's like, it's a bad situation. There's no question about it. But I still don't know what.
But these new eco straws are horrible. They're like
they're
paper.
Worst.
By the time you finish half your drink, it's completely.
Yeah, they have one job and they're
apart.
No good at it. They're not straws.
The opposite of what it's supposed to do.
That's true. They're not straws.
Yeah, maybe you can use the straws to siphon some gas out of the gas.
Here we go.
You will save a few bucks.
Still advocating breaking the law once again.
See, now that
outlaw Phil Flynn.
Phil Flynn is playing against type here now. Did you see what he just did there? Yeah. You know what we need to do. This is like at the end. This is like a buddy film. It's like Phil's decided. Here's what we're going to do. One last heist before we're done. We're going to go steal all the gasoline out of one of those gigantic big tanks down in Hammond and see if we can get away with it.
Okay, Bandit. Go get him, Bandit.
All right, Phil. So thank you very much. I think you made it totally clear. All right, goodbye. Phil Flynn. He's Mr. Gas.
Yep, he is. He knows everything. That's for sure. He always has the answers, even though we don't always like the answers.
I don't know if I like any of it. Did you see now this other thing? Did you read this today? That your like sweat wicking clothes are bad for the environment?
No. What happened now?
If you have a jacket or whatever that like it doesn't get wet.
Yeah.
Are you talking about like dry fit or the really fancy fit, ones that like are water resistant?
Well, there's water resistant and I think also dry fit.
It's
made with a chemical. There's a chemical that's in the dry fit that is now leaching its way, and they don't know if it's bad or good for you. They just know they're finding it in the environment.
Oh.
They're finding it in your bloodstream.
I thought they're finding it in the people.
They're finding it in the people.
Oh, I don't want my
they're finding it.
It's a leak into me.
No wonder I'm always dehydrated.
They're finding it in the water supply. I think it's through the water supply. Yeah. I don't think you're wearing it into yourself, but you never know.
This might be time finally for my unpopular wet fit clothes, in which you look like you've been sweating even though you haven't done anything, and then everyone thinks you worked out. The new wet fit.
There was a moment.
Sweeping the nation.
There was a moment in the 80s where my clothes did actually grow into me, but that was for a separate different. I just never got off the couch.
Oh, jeez.
That was a problem.
Jeez, you got to watch out for everything. So if you're like lounging around wearing your dry fit while sucking on a straw, someone might come by and just like throw an ice cream cone at you.
Right. You got problems.
Or you'll get a banana cream pie in the face like those politicians.
No, a recycling bin. Recycle! You know, just like the blood on the fur.
You sounded just like my daughter when you did that. Recycle! You animal!
They're extreme. They're very extreme.
I know. There's enjoy a whole
those,
thing.
All I know is I just enjoy those recycling trucks, which are belching and spewing out so many fumes while they're picking up the blue things.
I love when you talk.
Amazing.
You know, it's really funny when you talk to people in the city of Chicago who are in charge of these kinds of things. Well, what are you actually, what is it doing? Hey, listen, this is like, it's a big practice run, okay? Eventually, we'll figure it out.
It's 50-50. Yeah. Pretty much the same. No, well, in either one.
Basically, we're going through. We're looking, making sure there's no humans in there, and that's about it.
Are we recyclable?
Well,
no, but you know it is
Soylent
true.
Green.
Every once in a while, they find body parts and stuff. You know, at the garbage. You know, like. So just if you're an axe murderer, just remember, throw in the regular garbage because the recycling people are looking at.
We go in compost.
Now, that's a new thing, too, right? Did I read that today, too? That there's human compost is going to be allowed in certain states?
Oh, jeez.
What?
Yes. No. I mean, it's like, I don't understand. The straw thing, Kevin, is 100% right. I don't know what the hell to do anymore. I get it.
Those straws, forget. Kev's absolutely right. They're absolutely useless.
It's like, okay, I got an idea. Let's make a straw out of cardboard. This should work well.
Yeah.
That thing's completely falling apart two sips in.
It does. Yeah, it doesn't work.
All right, coming up, I got a family four-pack of tickets to see the Sox take on the Orioles.
Now you're talking.
May 1st. Get tickets at whitesox.com or 866-SOX-GAME. Tune in every Monday for your chance to win four tickets to a White Sox game. Keep it right here. Let's
Sox have gone strawless. Not finding straws out of 35th and Shields. They were one of the first teams to do it, just saving the environment. No big deal.
Yeah, that's why you have to give the 10-year-old beer, because then they don't ask
sip
for a
on
straw.
This kid.
Yeah, that's how that goes.
It's BYOS.
Oh, they'll arrest you if you try to smuggle a straw in there.
But now you can get your own straw, right? You can get like a metal straw.
Yeah, that's the other alternative.
We got to walk around with a straw.
But you can't get security through security with it, because they're like, all right, Palmer. All right, what the hell's this? What kind of a joker are you? All right.
It's
Kim,
a straw, I swear.
Kim, what?